Merry Christmas, right?
Christmas! Sprinkled right in the middle of my football Sunday. What the heck's going on? We're going to have to break this all down. Are you ready for all this?
I've never been more ready than I am right now.
It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Some Pink Floyd this morning. They go perfect with my ugly Pink Floyd sweater, huh? Dave, you love the Pink Floyd sweater?
That's awesome.
How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Oh, it says eat. You mean, okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't read it from across the way. I was like, that's kind of creepy.
What did you think it said?
You know, just something that was workplace inappropriate, but I didn't want to go there. You know, I'm not going to be that guy.
Because you did, and now you haven't.
Well, no,
You went right at the edge,
no,
and then you chickened
I thought
out.
It was inappropriate. And, of course, I wasn't going to say anything until I got fired. Then I was going to turn you in and report you. You know, is what I was going to do. But
okay.
Yeah, it's tis the season. Tis the season. That is a nice sweatshirt, though. But since you identified it as ugly... Because I was like, God, that thing's ugly. But I didn't want to hurt your feelings. It's Christmas.
That's the whole idea, though.
That is the whole idea. I mean,
the only thing I wished it lit up like the Raiders sweater in the commercials we've been seeing
awesome.
On TV. The guy, you can't wear that Raiders jersey to my parents' house. So he pulls it off, and he's got the electric sweater underneath. I'd love to have an electric sweater like that.
Yeah, but the best part about that is he went over to her house, and what was her house?
Oh, all draped in Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, hilarious. Now they do some, like the merchandising guys doing some great commercials.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny stuff. Okay, we had Saturday football that felt like Thursday football. Why? Because it was a couple of dud yawners, right?
Yeah, it was. And the tough part about it, this time of year, you either get all or nothing, JD.
You do.
Look, the Packers had no incentive to win. What are they going to say? Hey, I got it. Let's go out there, and it's 15 degrees right now, and we can't make the playoffs. Let's try and maybe knock Minnesota, the best defense in football, from the number one spot.
Here's the little thing that they had. If they could beat Minnesota, they could force them back out on the road in the first round and have to give up the first round bye. That's the only thing they had to play for. Problem is, they had nobody to play for them.
Yeah, they didn't. Number 12 didn't play again, right?
No. Oh, by the way, there's a juicy story. We got to get Drew Sherman on the phone this morning. There's a juicy story that the Packers have violated some rule by taking Rodgers and placing him. Adam Schefter reported this, so he's not good. This guy doesn't joke around.
Right.
He's reporting that the Packers have violated a rule by placing him on IR like this, taking him on, placing him off again, that they may have to give him up. They have to surrender him back to the draft. Adam Schefter's. Can you imagine if the Packers had to give up Aaron Rodgers because
awesome.
Of a mistake with the IR report?
That is, you know, I would just, if it were me, I would claim him. If I was another team, I'd pick him.
Absolutely.
I would take a shot.
And then take it up with the, I mean, if Schefter's right about the rules and the rule, I mean, this is a billionaire's club and you can make up whatever you want. But what if you're the guy that picks him up? It's like, oh, I want you to say, we're going to live by the rules here. He's mine.
Well, if Aaron Rodgers is on the market, I would take him, unless you're one of the top two people picking, and you are, of course, going to go for our own Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold. Then I wouldn't take Aaron Rodgers because, you know, they're younger and got more career ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, your new quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers. I'm going to go on KLOS and tweet that right now. The Rodgers has been surrendered, given from the Packers to the Bears. Or the Lions.
It's not April Fool's Day. But it felt like it watching these teams.
Wow.
Because, man, that was not good football last night.
Well, we've seen a couple different things, quirky things with the NFL. Look, Adam Schefter knows the NFL. And is this a conspiracy-type theory? Who knows? We've had, speaking of the Vikings before in an NFL draft, you know how you're on the clock?
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings didn't get that envelope to the guy sitting up there
in
enough time.
Yeah.
Guy's walking down the aisle. It's not like they didn't want to. He's walking in. Sorry, bro. You didn't make it. Guess what happened? You lost.
You think that clock up there is a joke?
Yeah. Yeah, Broncos fans, this may hurt. You remember who Elvis Dumervil was?
Elvis
Dumervil was supposed to get re-signed by the Broncos.
And his agent didn't get the paper. And he didn't even have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
All he had to do was fax it.
Yep, he had to fax it. And you know what that was?
They were still faxing things.
Hey, JD, did you send that paper that I told you? What do you mean? I thought you sent. No, you told me you were going to. No, you said no. That's the last thing we talked about. Guess what? They missed the deadline.
Yeah, they did.
Elvis Dumervil could not stay in Denver. He winds up going to Baltimore. And those things happen, man.
Looking, something for you to pop around on Twitter today with and see what Adam Schefter is reporting about the Green Bay Packers and rule violations regarding the injured reserve report. I think that is hysterical.
Yeah,
now, to the other game, Indianapolis and Baltimore. Now, Baltimore is a team that's still got playoff hopes alive. And you think, look at Indianapolis coming to town. They're going to run these guys over and, you know, get ready for the playoff. Really? 23-16, you barely held off the Indianapolis Colts? Wow, good luck when you play a real team like the Steelers.
Absolutely. So not only was it in Baltimore, it's a 13-point spread. They barely showed up and won that game. Wow. Well, it's because Andrew Luck went off. Did you see the game that he had? Oh, wait a minute. Luck didn't play.
No, I didn't see him in that. I must have missed that part.
See, Andrew Luck didn't play. You had no excuse. Come on, Baltimore. We can't take you seriously.
Joe Flacco, 237 yards and two touchdowns. He did the
awesome.
He put up some fantasy numbers, but nobody ran that guy out there. Who's going to trot Joe Flacco out there?
Yeah. So, look, all I got to say, Ravens and Ravens fans, if the Seahawks put up over 40 on the Ravens, and they're garbage, the Seahawks are. Yeah, what's that say about your team? Okay, so you don't even want to make the postseason. It's just going to be embarrassing, unless you want to get a couple days of a road trip out of it.
Yeah, not good stuff. Dick Enberg, the passing of Dick Enberg is a big blow to sports fans in Southern California. Oh, my, what a great voice. He was one of the friendliest broadcasters I can remember. And look, I grew up here. I don't want to talk bad about anybody. But
you do Chick, about me all the time.
You don't count. But Chick Hearn was kind of stern. He'd scold players. You know, Chick Hearn was tough. You know, Vin Scully's nice. Everybody loves Vin Scully. Yeah. You know, Dick Enberg was the nicest of all of them. No question. About that.
Yeah. I actually have a good Vince Scully story that I will tell you off the air. It's my favorite story about him, honestly. That's why I liked
it. good reason it's off the air then.
Because you know me, and the only way slate, I like a guy.
Big slate for the NFL is coming up. We'll run down more of that coming at you here in just a couple of minutes. Sports on Tap, JD and the Bush, 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Well, happy holiday season. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Boxing Day for those of you. Boxing Day, you a big Boxing Day guy?
You know, I don't know anything about that.
Boxing Day
is... You need to tell us all... Is it today, was it yesterday?
No, Boxing Day is the 26th.
26th was the day after, not the day before.
Yeah, Boxing Day. Big day. Right. Big day in Canada. So, and what that means, honestly, is you get to pick... And well, first of all, you're all loaded up on Crown and Coke, you know, because Crown Royal, of course, is the premier Canadian whiskey made up there. Right. So either that or... Moose Milk, or if you're not a hard drinker, then you just go with, like, Molson. Okay, or Labatt's, something like that. And Boxing Day is where all the relatives literally get together. It doesn't matter, old, young, grandma, grandpa, and you guys get 60-second rounds where it's no hold bars, and you just box the hell out of each other. It's pretty cool.
You Duke family, man.
Nobody calls child services, nothing like that. You can literally just beat the crap out of each other, you know, 60 seconds at a time. You can't do it with any hockey gear on, any hockey sticks, but it's fun, man. It's great to get festive. It's your one chance to...
How many bloody noses do you remember on Boxing Day?
I gave lots
house.
Of bloody noses.
Oh, you gave lots. So. Didn't receive any of those?
Yes.
The old man never gave
you
one?
You know what that is?
Here's how you do this, boy.
Hashtag fake news, fake reporting. Okay, very right good. There. Boxing Day, what Boxing Day is the day where they give everybody off, JD. You take all your money that you got on Christmas Day because you know that for the most part your parents are and people are going to get you crappy gifts, okay, that don't fit, that you don't like anyway. So look, everybody, let's just make it straight cash, homie, up there in Canada, and the malls are open on the 26th. Everybody gets a federal holiday to go to the mall to actually buy the real thing you want. That's what it's
I
about.
I like the first one better.
You like the first?
Yeah, I do. Duke and the family members. Start the Bushka thing all over again. Let's just start all over again. Really, seriously, just hit the Bushka fact and we'll start all over
It's Christmas.
I don't know what happened there.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
So that wasn't the fact. Boxing Day.
No?
I guess it was started in my household, so yeah, I beat up all my brothers, man. Young, old, didn't matter to me. Kobe Bryant, remember Kobe? He had his jerseys retired on a Monday night. They played a great game against the Lakers North before succumbing by a couple of points there in OT. He teamed up with Shaquille O'Neal. They three-peated as the champs. You remember that? But it was in July of 2004 that the Lakers traded Shaq. They had a decision to make. They got rid of the big fella. He went to Miami. They scheduled their first meeting. What do you know? We want the drama for Christmas night. Anybody remember what happened?
I do.
You remember from July 2004 to Christmas? Wow. Okay, I'll tell you about it next. I don't sure as hell remember it. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I think I heard Kobe talking in Russian.
Welsh. Colby does not know Russian.
He
knows Italian.
Oh, okay.
He knows Italiano. We know that there. But who knows, man? Maybe the Copster knows a little bit of everything. I wouldn't put anything past number 8 or 24. Which one do you like better, 8 or 24?
I'm going to go back to the door.
You go back to the door? Okay. There you go. There goes JD.
And radio, they can't see me.
Thanks for playing. Oh, they can't see him. Okay. All right. That game lived up to its hype. We're talking about Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal. They three-peated, of course, here for the purple and gold. But you remember back in July of 2004, we had to trade away one of them. Who'd you let go? Some people that loved Shaq said, you let the wrong guy go. Other people said, hey, man, look what Kobe can do. And Kobe's a flat-out baller. And I don't think you can go wrong either way, to be honest with you. But they played their first meeting that following Christmas because, of course, the NBA is all about drama. The game did live up to its hype as Kobe went off for 42 points. And more importantly, he drew Shaq Daddy's fifth and sixth foul to knock him off, send him to the bench. The two teams were tied at 91. It went to overtime, and Dwayne Wade led the Heat to a 104-102 victory. So a lump of coal there in the stocking, yeah, for all of the Lakers fans. But I will say this, man, hats off to the L.A. teams the last week. What they did, they went into Houston. And I know it's pre-Christmas. You don't really want to care about the NBA until Christmas Day gets here. But both of these L.A. teams.
Are you still talking?
Yeah, well, it's what I got to do. And well, once you leave, I'm like, oh my God, because don't have
crying
me
out loud.
Well, what did you want me to do? Throw to a song?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Dave, play something from Seattle. Okay. There you go. That's not Pearl Jam.
Play something from Seattle. Whatever is next on the list.
Play some Jimi Hendrix. Play some Jimi Hendrix. But no, we were talking about the L.A. basketball teams. Big ups, man, to the Lakers and the Clips this week. They go down to Houston, who has the best record in the NBA. Lakers end their 14-game win streak. Pin a loss on them. So, and here's the deal. James Harden, who's from Lakewood, goes off for 51 and you lose. Two nights later, Clippers go down there, beat them by 10. Harden goes off for 51 and they lose. So Harden scores over 50 twice. And then you have both Laker teams go down there and beat Houston, who had the best record in the NBA. So great job. Maybe things turning around locally here. And, it's good, man. It's good. Christmas time, you got the NBA 5 games tomorrow because you won't have the NFL going, too. So it's going to be fun. You got a great sports world coming at you today for the NFL and for basketball both. There you go. I've said what I have to. I'm glad you're back in the saddle.
Did we ever find out what the answer to the Bushka
yes,
fact
Yes, I read
was?
The Bushka fact the answer.
Okay, great. Yeah, play the song now. There you go. Oh, a little Christmas music for you. How about the Kinks on KLOS?
Yeah, good enough.
Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Hey, thanks for dialing us up this morning. Merry Christmas to you. Christmas Eve morning. And boy, it's a real football-y Christmas this year. We got football wrapped all over the place. A couple of games on Saturday, then a full slate on Sunday, a couple for Monday Night Football, too. So a ton of stuff. But let's welcome in our fantasy expert now.
Fantasy football from the tap.
Let's go!
Here's Alex Gilhar from the NFL Network.
Yeah, Alex has been helping us out with our fantasy lineups all season long, and great job, my friend.
Thank you. You're still in 3 of 3 championships, right?
I have 3 teams and all 3 teams in the championship.
That's
yeah.
Nice. It's almost
although I got Case Keenum last night.
He got you one touchdown, at least.
Thank God that touchdown to Diggs was in. I mean, he did the toe tap at the back of the end zone.
It looked a little close.
Oh, man, it looked really close. I wasn't sure that he had possession in that first foot down, but nonetheless, that is a touchdown, and so Diggs owners are happy, as well as, to get one touchdown out of it, at least is something.
It could have been
right?
Worse. It could have been worse.
I had Brett Hundley last night, so it was worse.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
No.
That wasn't great.
He didn't get me a lot of points.
That was great for the Viking defense, however, though, because a shutout, anytime you pitch a shutout, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you feel about you losing your guy? Do you know there's a good shot that Aaron Rodgers is going to have to be given up?
I saw that headline this morning. I didn't get a chance to read it. What is the matter with teams? Like, I didn't read the whole.
It's
I didn't
Schefter,
get a chance to read the story.
Adam Schefter, we saw this a couple of hours ago across the street.
Saying because they didn't follow the right protocol, they have to release him. I don't know what the particulars are, but they waited until he was cleared and then put him back in. And he was on IR the whole time. I don't know.
Sounds cheesy in Green Bay.
Sounds like some teams are being big babies and just want to try and get a shot at Rodgers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new quarterback of the Chicago Bears, Aaron Rodgers, everyone.
Now, if you're drafting and you got a chance for Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, or to get an old broken collarbone Aaron Rodgers. Who do you take?
I think you're still taking old
you're
broken
still
collarbone
taking
Aaron
Rodgers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though he's mean to his family and gives Christmas gifts back, and we saw it on The Bachelorette. Really?
Hey, his brother's the one that's mean.
His brother's a tool.
I don't like his brother at all. You can't believe everything you read in the tabloids.
Jealousy!
You know.
I like what that is, man.
A little bit.
Yeah. Hey, Cowboys and the Seahawks today is supposed to be an aerial circus. And
more like a circus. Leave the aerial off it.
Well, yeah, because, listen, Russell Wilson is, look at, this guy's going to be in the MVP conversation because that guy is flat entertaining all by himself. I mean, I know he's running, if you're a Seahawks fan, you're watching this guy literally run for his life, from week to week. But I mean, it's pretty entertaining, man. He's going to get a lot of run for the MVP, isn't he?
He was before Aaron Donald kind of ruined that game last week, I think, too.
And you can't make an MVP if you don't make the playoffs, at least. And honestly, they need a lot to go their way. They got to win both these games, hope Atlanta loses both. There's Atlanta does play the Saints and Panthers, who are both better than them. But
the
Rams still
have to lose.
The Rams can still win, and they'll get in as a wild card. The Rams have the division all wrapped up there. But there's a lot that Seattle's not going to get in. How do you give it to a guy on a 9-7? You just don't. You find the next best guy who's actually playing in January. That's who you give it to.
Both of these quarterbacks, though, are solid starts today, right?
Oh, absolutely. This should probably be a high-scoring affair. Ezekiel Elliott's back, and when he's in the lineup, the Dallas Cowboys score 10 more points per game.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is a pretty nice bump from a running back there.
It is.
So it's good news for Dak, good news for everybody around. And there's no Aaron Donald, as I mentioned, so Russell Wilson won't have to quite run so much for his life. Should be able to find holes in that Dallas secondary.
Did you see the headline that people are trying to twist out there? They got to find something to write during the week here. And Elliott, he got in such great shape when he was down in Mexico. Lost all that weight and all rip and stuff. But is he too light?
Are you serious?
Work against, oh, yeah, I've seen it. Is it going to work against the Cowboys? I have that problem all the time, too. That's why I try to keep a couple extra LBs.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It's a good strategy.
Well, it is, man. You know how many women tell me? It's like, dude, you're looking too good.
Too thin.
Well,
too thin.
Yeah, so I just keep a couple on there. That's fine. There's enough to go around for everybody.
Spin a headline out of anything in this business.
Give me a call, ladies, if you're lonely this Christmas. 855.
What's the craziest thing you've heard this week as far as tips? Because people go nuts. It's a championship round. And I, like one of the crazy ones I've seen is that start the Kansas City Chiefs defense over anybody this week. They're going to be the number one scoring defense this week at home against Miami. What's the craziest thing you've heard?
Well, that's up there. Their defense has had some issues, but the Miami offense has been turning the ball over a ton, and the Kansas City defense is at home and playing better. I think it's you know, all this belief in the Jags wide receivers, but I'm on board with it. I don't think it's that crazy, to be honest. those guys are getting it done, and I wrote up Blake Bortles back in like week 12 or 13. I said, pick this guy up. He could help you win a fantasy championship. He's been storming through the playoffs right now. If he closes it out this week,
and has the cake schedule just
feel,
what you're looking
exactly,
for.
Exactly, that was why.
Yeah, I'm curious about Jimmy Garoppolo too because they're instantly better with that guy. I mean, this is the difference maker and a real signal caller. Man, he really makes them look different. This is going to be a nice test for the Jaguars here, as well as Garoppolo, because I don't think Garoppolo has faced a stop unit like this yet.
No, nowhere close to it. It's more. I think it'll be a better test for Garoppolo and the Niners to get a sense of where they are and moving forward and what their pieces can do. It's really impressive when you look at who he's throwing to as well. He's throwing to Trent Taylor, who's shorter than me, and Marquise Goodwin, who is just basically a former track star who's putting together a fantastic season now. He's had like 100 yards in three straight
games.
Can't
catch a football, but he's quick. And if he can hold on to the football, then you're on to something. It was like the old Ram, Ron Brown, back in the day.
Oh, man. Ronaldo Nehemiah, remember, for the 49ers?
Right, you can't catch it, okay?
Right, exactly. You can't catch the ball, though.
Hold on to it first, then you're fine.
Hey, another big one this week is the Pittsburgh Steelers and Houston. Houston is horrible against the pass, correct?
Correct.
So it's all hands on deck for the Steelers, though.
Well, and, you know, Antonio Brown's out of this game, so it makes Juju Smith-Schuster and Martavis Bryant, I think, both good plays. Maybe even if you're feeling frisky or you need a tight end, Jesse James could be in the mix, but I'd rather go to the wide receivers. You figure Bell's going to get 50 touches.
He's going to get
game.
His, yeah.
I mean, it's an exaggeration. But also on the flip side, I think Nuke Hopkins and Will Fuller aren't terrible plays because the Steelers secondary's had its issues as well, and that Texans team is going to be behind, and they're going to have to pass.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Jesse James. He has problems finishing at the goal line. Holding on to the football, though, so I don't know if I would go that route. So that's just me, though. That's just me.
See, the problem is we just don't know what it catches.
Nick Foles.
I work for the league, and I don't know.
No, neither do I.
Nick Foles stepped in last week and threw four touchdown passes to four different guys. That team is loaded.
He's done it before.
Doesn't surprise you. That's right. No, he's done six in a game, right? But the question is, do we trust Nick Foles to do that again on championship week?
Absolutely. He's got a cake matchup. He's facing a defense.
It's the Raiders!
He's facing a defense that ranks 23rd against the pass all season. They're 29th in turnovers. They can't take the ball away. Foles has all his weapons. It's going to be a great spot for him.
Okay, so there you go. Nick Foles right there. Dak Prescott.
I think you should start Dak, though.
Really?
I think you should start Dak.
All right.
It's close, though. It's a close one.
Well, you should. I mean, five of eight Pro Bowlers out on that Seahawks defense, I'd start Dak, too. I really would. I mean, look, that made Jared Goff look like a good quarterback last week.
Hey, Jared Goff has been playing like a great quarterback this year.
Yeah, I remember Jared Goff in week three.
Talk about that for a second. He's got a heck of a matchup, too, because is not that Tennessee defense down there in the high 20s?
They are not that great. I think the Rams should throttle this game. I hope they do, because I want the Titans.
Through Goff.
I want the Titans out of my life. I don't want them in the playoffs right now. Their offense bores me. Just get them out. Take them out, Rams. Do L.A. and all of America solid. Knock the Titans right out of the playoffs.
Yeah, much better team at home, like a lot of teams, so than they are on the road. Tennessee, something might go in there, man. So,
we shall see.
Yeah, good stuff. So, hey, what do you got planned for Christmas here? Who are you going to let down in your family?
I got to go to work. I mean, I let everybody down in my family, I think.
Well, I've seen the gifts you give. I know. That's what I'm talking about. So.
How have you been seeing my gifts? You've been sneaking in?
No, I stalk you.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Last question.
I'm a creeper.
Santa bring wrapped or unwrapped gifts to your house?
Wrapped.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Does it say from Santa on the tag?
Oh, yeah. He was very classy. Very classy.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
He went the extra mile for us because I was always a very good kid. So, you know, made that nice list every year.
Okay. Well, I'm of the mindset that I'd rather be naughty 364 days a year than I would nice for one.
There you go.
I'll take my lumps on the 25th, man. I will kill it the rest of the time.
Different strokes.
Yeah. When I'm enjoying myself March 3rd or September 12th for whatever reason, you're playing with your broken down crappy toy that's out of batteries.
That's true.
Yeah. So
Alex,
have fun.
Thanks for all the great work throughout
my pleasure,
season.
Guys.
Great to have you with us, man. And,
good luck to everybody in championships.
That's right. Yeah, thanks very much. We'll see you next year.
There you go. Go Hawks.
Great stuff. Yeah. All right. let's see. Coming up next, we've done the fantasy thing here. Now we got to go to the legal side of things. Things are going to get serious. We have to get the show's attorney on and see just how serious these people are about trying to steal Aaron Rodgers. It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Let's go! Timeout is over. Back now to Sports on Tap.
With JD and the Puss.
You want to try a real sport? Why don't you try it?
95.5 KLOS.
Well, we thank Alex Gelhar for all of his great fantasy football work. However, even all of that great stuff, we plug in our guys and they still let you down. Adam Thielen, this song is for you. You wrecked me. Thanks a lot.
It's 95.5 KLOS.
Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush. Time for a locals-only part of the program. We want to talk about the local teams. We always include the Raiders in that because they are still leading in most of the TV ratings whenever the teams play on television. But let's start with the Chargers and the Jets. We can get this one over with, I think, quickly.
Chargers, yeah. Yeah, I like neither. Right now, I like that game to end in a 3-3 tie, and then I like them to play the overtime session, and it's still to end 3-3. And then we leave ourselves wondering, what direction are both teams headed? That's the headline going into this week.
These two teams haven't played each other for a while. Last time they got together in 2014,
it was hard over me. I love
31 to nothing. 31 to nothing the last time they played. So if they're looking for any kind of payback, but see, the thing is with the Jets, I mean, you know, what are we thinking about the Jets? I mean, you know, they were supposed to be a dumpster fire to start the season. Then all of a sudden they started winning games. Yep. We thought, well, they're going to tank their way to a better draft pick. They didn't do that. What do you think of what Todd Bowles is doing there?
I don't like it because all you're doing is you're the Atlanta Hawks of the NFL, man. Just reveling in mediocrity all the time. You're not picking number one, so you're not really ever going to get better, and you're not making the playoffs. So, really, if you're not making the playoffs, why not be the worst team? Get the number one draft pick. You're still not making the playoffs. Get it together. Figure it out for the Jets. Yeah, the Jets were picked to go winless. The Niners were picked to go winless or one game on the win-loss total. The Browns were picked to be much better with Myles Garrett. They're going to win five games. Guess what?
All three of them wrong.
They're winless, right. They've been wrong in all three of them.
Melvin
Gordon,
78 yards in the ground and a touchdown, six passes and 91 yards through the air. You know, you got to like what you're getting out of this guy. The problem, I think, one of the biggest problems for the Chargers, they play in a tough division right now because Kansas City is a tough team. And then, you know, Denver, I mean, they rise up out of nowhere and beat you, and the next minute they're getting blasted. You know, I don't know what to think of that defense. I don't think I'm calling them no-fly zone anymore.
Well, I have a tough time with a two-faced team like the Chargers. Are we getting the 0-4 team? Or are we getting the team that went 5-1, right. Or are we getting the team that's lost the last couple? We're right back.
There's a lot
where
of that in the NFL.
Yeah, we're right back where we started again. So it's like next. It's one of those games. You're trying to pick. It's like one of them game shows on TV, and somebody's stumped. They're like, pass, next.
All right, now Ram fans, you got to be licking your chops for this game against Tennessee. 26th against the pass. Now 5th against the run. So that makes you think, okay, they're going to try and see if the game plan here is going to be to slow down Todd Gurley. This is what we do. That's our strength. We're going to slow. Okay, great. Well, Jared Goffman doing pretty good through the air, and he got Woods back. He's got Cooper Kupp, and Todd Gurley catches the ball in the backfield pretty good. I think the Rams are going to run over the Titans today.
Yeah, they could. I mean, there is a good pass rush for Tennessee, and if they can disrupt the quarterback. And like a lot of teams, I mean, I saw firsthand when I went to Nashville earlier this year, I saw them, you know, put a hurt on Russell Wilson and do a great job with that. So Tennessee just can't seem to figure things out offensively, and I just chalk that up to the fact of who their quarterback is. You know, and he's actually a really nice guy, but you know I hate his school and his college with a passion. Where'd Mariota go to school?
Marcus?
Yeah.
Oregon.
Yeah, which to me is not a real school. In fact, I don't even consider Oregon a real state. So, I mean, honestly, if I'm...
Bunch of hippies.
Well, if I'm the president, first thing I do is I'm like, all right, order of business. Okay, let's sell Oregon to, I don't know, Japan or something like that. I auction off about probably 20% of the United States because nobody really cares about Oregon or Mississippi or, you know, a couple other places.
You're off on one of your tangents now. You're selling other states to the union. Let's talk about the Raider game.
I kick him out of the Pac-12, at least. I'd do that.
On Monday Night Football. Now, this one seems like Raider fans don't want to hear this, but, I mean, the Raiders are going to be a sharpening tool, I think, for Nick Foles. They're going to send them in there and that porous pass defense of theirs against, I don't know, at the very least, a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I would agree. And look, the Eagles do not take much of a step back from Carson Wentz to Nick Foles. You may think you did because you're so in love with Carson Wentz, but Nick Foles, I honestly think if Nick Foles started every game this year for Philadelphia, their record wouldn't be more than one game worse than it is right now.
I think so, too.
I don't think Carson Wentz won them all these games. They're good enough at everything.
I think I'll give him this. I think they got pumped up at his great play, and he was playing above their expectations, and that, you know, got them excited, and so they played better. I understand how that whole momentum thing works, but now you've got a guy, I mean, they said, you know, he's just such the goods. He's 6'5" and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, Nick Foles is 6'6". He's a big guy. He's got a strong arm. He can operate this offense. That team should still be feared, those Philadelphia
Eagles. He's got experience, and those 6 touchdowns he threw, that NFL record came against the Raiders. And I know it's not the same team, but what I did is I want to see Foles do well. I sent him, for Christmas, I sent him the YouTube link of that game where he threw 6 touchdowns against the Raiders. I said, hey, take a look at this. Break down this film. It's what you did back in the day, man. Silver and black looks awfully good to you, okay? Looks like green, man. Cash money. And he's gonna beat up the Raiders at their expense. And another disappointing year for the Raiders. Now the countdown's on. When are we going to finally make it to Vegas? 2 more years they got there at that place,
I think,
right?
It's 2 more years.
Yeah, it is.
And what could go wrong between now and then?
And nothing wrong between now and 2 years? Nothing.
Come on.
Nothing.
You're talking the Raiders, the Davis family, Vegas. Think of all the, you know, all of a sudden the mayor of Las Vegas, hey, you know what, I don't think we can make that deal after all.
Yeah, I'm not a good deal. So, right.
I don't think she sounds like that, actually. But
I mean, she probably does. Okay, what's gonna
her
happen?
Her husband does, I know that.
Yeah, they're going to wind up playing the first 3 seasons at Sam Boyd Stadium is what they're going to do.
Oh,
that piece of junk.
They're going to go from Oakland County, Alameda County Stadium to the Sam Boyd Silver Bowl.
Yeah, because something's not ready yet with the stadium. It's being pushed back, so they're going to play there at the Silver Bowl, where I called many a college football games from back in the day. Man.
They can't open that stadium the same year that the Rams opened theirs. Now, the Rams have still 1 more year to go, too, right?
Yeah.
So it's another year for the Rams in the Coliseum, and then 2 years before the Raiders get to open theirs in Vegas.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the Rams, what, to host that Super Bowl, I believe, in L.A. out here.
It's
going to be 2 years after, because you can't host. The league rules say you can't host the same year you open.
Right.
So the second year is what they're doing, and they're hosting that. But we've already been delayed with the Rams project here. What's that going to do? You going to tinker, monkey around with the Super Bowl anymore? I mean...
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you didn't answer it real quickly. A wrapped or unwrapped in your house for your presents?
Santa brought unwrapped toys. We were talking about this a minute ago. Actually, I think we brought this up with Alex. In my house, they're unwrapped. That was the whole thing. Santa and his crew, they make stuff. And then it has like some kind of shiny bow on it. Like the bows would maybe be different or something like that. Alex said that
everything in my house.
Yeah, everything was wrapped.
Alex is cute. He's a Christmas story is what he is. He's that little Ralphie kid with his gun sticking his tongue on the telephone pole, you know, whatever the hell. Yeah, he's the fence. I'm the dad who orders a leg lamp. Oh, man, look at this sexy leg she's got here. I'm going to go out for Chinese food on Christmas. So I'm unwrapped, too. I'm unwrapped. I have no traditions anymore. You know, kids are older. They get out of the house and stuff.
Were little, though, did you wrap them up or no?
We wrapped them up. Yeah, we wrapped
them. Santa's toys were wrapped.
Yeah.
See, that's wrong.
I broke them the news about Santa, you know, when they were like 5 or 6.
I was going to say, you're probably like 4. As soon as they could talk. Okay, so this Santa stuff, bull.
Yeah, you know, you got to get tough. I put some hockey skates on them, smack them around a little bit, you know, do that stuff. But that's how you make a man out of them.
Canadian thing.
Yeah, but I did that, but it's literally straight cash. We don't even do Thanksgiving. We go out to a real nice dinner. I give everybody in the fam an envelope, $1,000 cash, and I say, piss off until the 25th. I don't even want to talk to you. And it's great. I got to talk to nobody. I got to go shopping nowhere. I ain't getting out of here. Going to go stand in line at Walgreens, you know, with all those idiot people out there that have to get random crap like a big Hershey's Kiss, you know, and then they got to get like some weird lights and a gingerbread house because there's nothing good left at Rite Aid and CVS this time of year, this time of day, 2 days before Christmas. I don't mess with it. Here's the money. Yeah, no one's ever taken it back. Yes, I'll adopt you, JD. No one's ever taken it back. No
you
one's
are really off your meds today.
No, no one's ever said, oh, this Benjamin doesn't fit. The Benjamin doesn't fit. We'll tape 10 of them together and put them around your waist. It'll tape just fine. Leave me alone. Not a holiday guy at all, period.
All right. Stick around. There's going to be more of that. A Bushka Fact coming up next. 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. Well, I mean, what a great sports weekend. You have the National Football League today on Christmas Eve, and then you have, of course, the NBA on Christmas Day. It's what it's reserved for. You know, the league's always done a pretty good job, JD, making it a priority of giving us the marquee primetime matchups on Christmas Day. But, yeah, until today, I mean, if you've taken a look at that schedule. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. But in 2008, Lakers coach Phil Jackson, he got a nice present on Christmas Day. Do you remember what that was?
I know.
You know, he keeps saying he knows all these things from
I'm a Laker fan.
From 10 years ago.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
Christmas 2008. The Zen Master got a nice present before, I think Jeannie was still with him. Probably gave him a present later on.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it was the Boston Celtics riding a 19-game win streak coming into that game. But it was on that night. Four Lakers hit double digits. They beat the Celtics 92-83. 19-game win streak snapped. It was also the 1,000th win of the Zen Master's career.
Phil's 1,000.
Yes, 1,000 nice. Wins of his 21 championship rings.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly, right?
It's got enough for you, me, Dave, Chris Carter coming up, everybody. Man.
Hey, you want to get your giggle on? 800-955-KLOS. Chris D'Elia, he's going to be performing at the Fox Performing Arts Center in downtown Riverside. New Year's Eve. Want something to do on New Year's Eve? 800-955-KLOS. Caller 10, we're going to send you. Give us a call right now and win from KLOS. Ciroc, Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Sounds like my life
expectancy. That was pretty good. What?
My life expectancy after all this moose milk I've had. Woo!
Hey, congratulations. Yeah, I'll have another cup of that. Wow. Congratulations to Nick Bridges, Sun City. Works out perfect for him because this show's at the Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside. Chris D'Elia is going to be performing there on New Year's Eve. And they have refurbished that place. I know there's Fox theaters all over the country, and they've refurbished this one. It's absolutely immaculate. It's beautiful what they've done. That great place to see a show.
Yeah, and Chris D'Elia does a great job. If you're trying to, if you don't know who he is right off the top of your head, he's that guy who's on Whitney, who was on that. He was on Undateable as well. Yeah, her girlfriend, her boyfriend, and just a really funny guy, you know, cool show as well, too. And it's always great, I think, to have one of those, you know, comedians and guys in their, you know, their mid-30s that still have been around long enough, but still have so much to go. Speaking of guys in his mid-30s that's been around long enough, I mean, that would be, our boy, R.J. Bell. Wouldn't it be RJ Bell from pregame.com and podcast one joining us now here at the Bush Leagues and NBC Sports Radio. I always forget. JD says you're like 75. I think you're closer to 35. Which is it?
I'm 47.
Okay, fine. So we agree to disagree right in the middle, man. How are you, brother? Happy holidays.
Good, good. You know, a lot of, I think, value on today's NFL card.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about that. I mean, if I want, today's the day that I want to get my bet on. It seems like a wacky weekend in the NFL. Who you really like? What is one of your best bets for today?
I really like Tennessee. Now, I get the Rams and, you know, L.A., I get they looked really good, but that's why they're favored by a full touchdown. And really, if you had bet this game last week, the line was only 3. So it's moved 4 points just off the Rams looking so good last week. That's an overreaction. Tennessee is playing hard. Obviously not a great year for them, but they're above 500. I'll take the Titans plus 7.
There you go. I mean, look, there's a lot of tough point spreads here. How about this? I don't know if it's just me. I wouldn't touch this Patriots-Bills game. For some reason, Buffalo and Miami always find a way to play Brady tougher, especially when it's a road game for him. I know it's in Foxborough. But do you ever put any stock into, after the big win the Patriots had at Pittsburgh, now that they do suffer a little bit of a letdown? Are these guys human at all? Are they just a machine?
You know, probably less human than the typical team,
right.
But still human. I like the Bills here a little bit. No, I don't love it. Belichick's history as a double-digit favorite isn't great. And I also think trading Jimmy G, there was a real sense, I think, that there's some discord within the Patriots locker room. And to me, if the team's even a little distracted, taking the big number, 12.
Been a lot of talk of that this week, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not only the Jimmy G thing, I want to ask you, there was a big story, if people didn't catch it, not to get too sportsy, Tom Brady's trainer is right in a huge rift with Bill Belichick. They pulled his sideline credential for one of Brady's best friends. He trains people in the locker room. Now, all you can do is train Brady. No other players are. They've all but disassociated themselves with him.
You can't travel with him. You can't stay in the team hotel.
None of that stuff. I don't know what he did, but Belichick's calling the shots here with this beef. Does that creep in anywhere?
You know, I'll be honest, I think it does.
Cool.
And I think it's a situation where Belichick typically doesn't do things that's going to cause a distraction. The fact he did it this week tells me it's a serious issue.
If it's serious enough for him to bring it up and let it fester into something, because normally he's somebody that stays away from that kind of distraction.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've been wagging our tongues about it for days.
Exactly.
You know, another one that is crazy. I don't bring this up just to torture Rob, but the Seahawks, you know, they're practically unmanned on defense with so many people hurt. They go into Dallas and everyone is saying this is going to be an aerial circus. What is it total? And it's over 50, isn't it?
You know, I tell you, I like Seattle here, though. I get the narrative is Dallas is motivated and Seattle isn't. But here's the thing. If either of these teams win both their games, this game and the next game, actually Seattle has better odds to make the playoffs than the Cowboys. So I think the narrative that Dallas has a big motivational edge just isn't the case. Thus, getting the 5 offers, I think, value on Seattle.
Now, that's going the direction, but what about the total? I wanted to ask specifically about the total. Do you see this as a really super high-scoring game?
You know, I wouldn't think so, and I can pull up the total as we're talking and get the update. Here's why I don't think so, though, is I think Seattle's defense looked so bad last week that people are thinking, oh, they're terrible. And really, they're not terrible. They just had a bad game. So if anything, I would probably look to the under. And pulling up the numbers right now, Seahawks total is 47.
Okay, Seahawks total is 47, but the Cowboys will score 40 of those points, and well, Seattle, with their anemic offense, gets 7.
Listen, if that happens, just bet the Cowboys.
Yeah, I would imagine. He's RJ Bell from pregame.com, podcast one. Hey, I want to make sure you weren't the cockamamie one starting this story up here. Here was a narrative I saw. Did you see how cut and how ripped Ezekiel Elliott is? He lost weight, best shape of his life, but is he too thin to run in this week's game in the NFL? Maybe that hurts the Cowboys. Who comes up with this? Is Ezekiel Elliott too thin, and does that affect the point spread?
It's a lot of radio guys looking for things to talk about.
Yeah, like me, like him.
I'm not casting any aspersions.
No.
That's our job.
Let me ask you about the Raiders, because Nick Foles looked terrific when he stepped in for the Philadelphia Eagles last week. 4 touchdown passes, different guys. The Raiders, we know that they're not great in the defensive secondary. Do you see this as a safe play for the Eagles?
Here's what I'd do. 3 teams, if they win, any one of them today eliminates Oakland, Kansas City, Buffalo, or Tennessee. So once one of those teams win, if you like Philly, that's the time to bet it, because an eliminated Raider team won't play as hard as if they're still in the playoffs.
Hey, you keep up on the stories like we do. Story circulating that the Packers violated an injured reserve protocol with Aaron Rodgers, and now they're going to have to give up the rights, and Rodgers is going to leave. So let's just say that Rodgers is no longer there. I'm going to help you with your over-under on the Packers win total next year. 4. Okay, so you can go ahead and set the early 2018 schedule line for 4 with no Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I got to be honest, you're pretty much right on. 4.5, maybe.
Yeah, 4.5. Well, that's fine. Hey, you guys got any openings? says I'm going to be fired by the end of this show.
RJ, before I let you go, there's a report that Josh Rosen might stay at UCLA to avoid being drafted by the Cleveland Browns. Can you get odds on whether Rosen will stay or go?
You know, the online books actually have that. Here's an amazing...
Of course they do.
Here's an amazing stat to leave you with, though.
Okay.
Is if you look at Hugh Jackson's last 35 games, he is 2-0 on Christmas Eve.
Oh, God.
And he's 0-33 any other day of the year. Today's Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Classic stuff. What a gift. RJ Bell, thanks very much. The Dream Preview podcast over on Podcast One. Thanks very much, RJ.
We'll talk
to you. Happy New Year next week, all right?
You too, guys.
All right, terrific stuff.
How about that?
You can get odds on whether Rosen will stay
and
or
you know
go,
what's
right?
funny, too? The Bengals are already losing Marvin Lewis because he decides he wants more. Yeah, good luck with that. But now what they're saying, they're pining for Hugh Jackson. You're pining for a guy that's lost 34 of his last 35 games because that's Cleveland Cincinnati, man.
So you know what the problem with Josh Rosen staying at UCLA one more year so he doesn't get drafted by the Browns.
He's
still
going to
get drafted
cold.
By the Browns next year.
Still going to get drafted by.
Yeah, there's the words. Oh, my. Dick Enberg.
And Merlin Olsen, man.
And
doing
Merlin Olsen.
How great was that? That was the drive. That'll hurt a lot of Cleveland Browns fans. But then again, you guys are 0-85 over your last 12 years, so who cares what you think. You remember that from back in the day when Cleveland was good. Cleveland's the only two things I like about Cleveland is Bernie Kosar, he wore a perm. Okay, most white dudes can't pull off a perm. And I love the fact that his daughter later got into the adult entertainment thing because that makes a dad proud.
Hey, now.
When you can tell people that, hey, guess what my daughter does for work? Is she still over at the Walmart down the street? No, she's one-upped it. She's one-upped it. Well, Dick Enberg, great guy as well, too. He was always so fun, always so playful. This is a guy whose career spanned even longer than yours, J.D., over 60 years in the business. He talks about a legacy left behind and how much he's enjoying the ride.
One of my friends said, you got to think of your 60 years as being in a high rise. And you're on the 60th floor now. Next year, I'm on the 61st floor. Going to be exciting up there. There's going to be a lot of good stuff happening. And I can't wait to get there and just see what presents itself.
One of the most friendly voices you'll ever hear on the radio. That's what I'm going to remember Dick Enberg as, one of the most, the friendliest sounding, inviting broadcasters I ever heard.
Angels, UCLA, he certainly has a place in a lot of Southern Californians' hearts. He did pass away on Thursday, and our thoughts are with his family at his home in La Jolla as well, too. So here's a guy who lived here in this state and loved it and did Padres work up until the last year, J.D. He was the Padres guy.
All right, coming up next, Boss of the Big Screen. And then it'll be Breakfast with the Beatles and Chris Carter on KLOS. Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on tap with J.D. in the Bush. Band warming up in the background. No, don't stop on our account. No, they're warming up over here.
I told them, Jimi Hendrix, fellas, I'm from Seattle. It's all I know.
All right, quickly before we go, a Boss of the Big Screen, got a couple of them for you today.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say my Seahawks, all right? Seahawks going to Dallas. Sorry, Cowboy fans, you're going down. Seahawks are going to win this game. Russell Wilson's going crazy. They're going back-to-back, and we're going to be talking about the Seahawks
he
in a month from now.
He has been drinking moose
in the
milk
Super Bowl.
All
I am
night
liquored up, man.
Long.
It is my kind of thing. Is my Uber here? Is my Uber here outside? Seahawks are going to go undefeated the rest of the time.
There you go. And then I'm going to be slightly more conservative on that. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. This should be a barn burner, too, and a lot of points scored in that one. You know what? I have to throw in a couple of things, too. The Rams should be aerial circus against the 26th-ranked Tennessee Titans. You're going to see some fireworks in that game, too.
Yeah, like I said, man, I mean, the Rams are the Rams. You want to root for them because they're local. And, again, you can't root for Tennessee and Mariota because he went to Oregon. I told you, Oregon's not a real school, and Oregon's not a real state. It's not a real state. So I'll do away with Oregon and Ohio, both of those states to start with an O. You can your way out of my country.
It's been a crazy year. We lost the great Tom Petty this year. But you know what? The great thing about losing some of our icons like this is they leave us such wonderful stuff, like this little Christmas tune, some great stuff. It's Tom Petty. Stay tuned. Breakfast with the Beatles is next.
Merry Christmas.
On 95.5 KLOS. Merry Christmas, everybody.